Welcome to Copper Country Today, heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on AM 1400 WCCY, and 9 o'clock on KBear 102.3. Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer, healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at KeweenawReport.com. My guest in this segment is current city manager for District 1, which covers Calumet Township and Hancock Township, and vice chairman of the Houghton County Board of Commissioners, Mr. Tom Tikkanen, who will be running in this year's primary election for the Republican Party. Thank you, Mr. Tikkanen, for joining me.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me here, Sam.
We have reached out to Mr. Tikkanen's opponent, Mr. Eugene Londo, but he has declined our request. So, in any case, Mr. Tikkanen, so tell us why you have chosen to run for re-election.
Well, Sam, it's been a real honor and, you know, to serve, really, the residents of District 1, which, as you mentioned, is Hancock and Calumet Townships. I think that it's a district with the most growth potential. It's the center of the Copper Country, geographically speaking, and I feel culturally as well. This is my hometown. Was born and raised here, and our family roots go back over 100 years. That doesn't make me any better than anyone else, but everything that we attempt to do comes from the heart, and hopefully it's for the betterment of our community. It's been a real pleasure, really, to get to work with all of our department heads at the county level. I've served quite a few years as a township trustee and also with the Village of Calumet Downtown Development Authority, and I'm still a member of that. I also served for 10 years as their Main Street manager, Main Street Calumet manager, and that was a very rewarding experience and gave me, I think, some abilities to work with a diverse group of people, not only on economic redevelopment, but community redevelopment as well. So this has been a good position for me in the past 2 years, and I'd like to go further.
Let's start off with the economic development within your district. It's no secret, you know, it's fell on some hard times. What resources could be made available to bring your district up to par with the rest of the county?
I think that our job creation can always be improved. We are very fortunate, and I think it's sometimes overlooked, that we actually have quite a steady job base in the Calumet Township area. Calumet Electronics is one of the biggest employers, mm-hmm. actually, in Houghton County. Also, the business is located in our Renaissance Zone, REL, and other groups within that are some pretty high-tech firms that are in, that are generating some very significant payroll. Signature Research is another one in Calumet. Royale Manufacturing and Fabricating up in Kearsarge is another business that's really contributing a big share to our local economy. We have opportunities, I think, for expansion with just about any of those businesses, and we try to support any efforts that they're making in that regard. I think another one that we are very hopeful for expanding in is the realm of mining, copper mining. Now, they're not actively exploring any sites within Calumet or Hancock Townships right now. That's primarily located up in Keweenaw County and, more notably, recently over in White Pine in Ontonagon County. However, we're proud of the fact that Calumet is the home office for Keweenaw Copper. And we have a couple of great machine shops that are standing ready, that are engaged actually in supporting the mining industry, and hopefully with the expanded mining operations locally, that'll add jobs to their businesses as well.
You're listening to Copper Country Today, here with my guest, Mr. Tom Tikkanen. Let's get into the, you touched a little bit on it, on the budget within the county. A big hot button issue was the retirement program, the MERS program, and I spoke a little bit with Commissioner Scott Alla, and he told me that with the numbers that had just came in a few weeks ago, the return was about 14%, which is pretty good given that they not necessarily require, but they recommend an 8% return. But it did add $200,000 to the unfunded liability, which brought the total unfunded liability to over $9 million. What was your first reaction when you saw the numbers?
Well, I always think that there's a number of ways of looking at numbers. My background is I'm a certified general real estate appraiser. I'm not an accountant, but I'm pretty darn good with numbers. And MERS is our retirement program for our municipal employees, and they are professionals. Everyone's taken it on the chin with the stock market crash back in 2007. Mm-hmm. They've been steadily regaining since then. It's right to be paying attention to this and be concerned about underfunded pension funds. However, the county is contributing even this year. We expect to contribute about $868,000 to the MERS fund. And of that amount, $548,000 is going strictly to the underfunded liability. So the county has been taking steady steps towards keeping this fund as current as possible. MERS came and addressed the courthouse and county employees, and the commissioners were all present. And I thought that was a very good exchange of facts and ideas and comments. And MERS is not feeling that this is a crisis situation, that historically our stock market, you know, it has its ups and its downs, mm-hmm. but with the actuarial research and investment history research that goes into these things, they really do believe that it's going to be okay, that it's going to take about 20 years, if you recall what they said.
Yeah.
But as far as the underfunded portions, you know, there's the actual amounts, and then there's the smoothed values that they use. And there's been progress in both cases. I mean, even if you look at the charts, and there's two charts that you always receive in this. You receive the smooth value and receive the actual values. And with the actual values, that it's you know, there's been even greater progress made in making up that underfunded liability. It's something that there's no magic bullet for this, mm-hmm. but when it comes to the point of borrowing money to try to bring this up to 100% funding, or raising millage, or going out to raise millage from the county residents, you know, to make up this shortfall, perhaps we would just have to let the voters make a decision on that one. Myself personally, I'm very concerned with this. However, when we take the advice of the professionals that we engage, you know, for these funds, I have to give quite a bit of credit to what they're telling us, and they're saying that historically this will be okay.
Is there a threshold, though, for you when year after year, yeah, the returns are coming in double digits, but they're still adding to that unfunded liability?
If we're not making adequate progress on this, I think, you know, if we're continuing to lose ground and we're going in the right direction, mm-hmm. right now, then I think that it's something that probably would have to be addressed. And I'm not a proponent of immediate action on this, but at the same time, there is an opportunity, I think, for some of the members of these pension funds to contribute as well. That's generally the case throughout the country now with municipal groups. There's not too many plans out there where employee members don't make any contribution. Now, let me be clear on this one. there are people in the employ of Houghton County who do contribute to their own pension funds. But some of the older plans that we have, that's not a requirement, and it depends what union you're in. The bottom line is we're watching it, and we're watching it very carefully. And I rely a lot on what MERS is telling us and also on the professionals within Houghton County that are monitoring this, including our county controller.
And staying on the topic of the budget, when I would attend the meetings, a term I would hear a lot of would be cash flow issues. The county does continue to borrow from the medical care facility fund, which is, it's okay, they are allowed to do it.
Yes.
Is it the right thing to do, though?
I think it was absolutely the right thing to do because they had quite a cash reserve there because the medical care facility has been extraordinarily well run and managed over, in you know, for many years, and it's something that we can point to with pride. It's cost effective to do that because, you know, and you have a steady stream of bills and liabilities and responsibilities that you have to pay for. However, the income, so to speak, with the county is seasonal. It's based on a number of different funding sources, but one of the main sources, of course, is county land taxes. Mm-hmm. And as you know, that only shows up a couple of times a year. And so there are times when in every county, every one of our 83 counties in Michigan goes through the same situation. And some of them actually have a loan program where they actually borrow funds, you know, to smooth out, you know, the economics of the monthly finances. So by borrowing the money that these county funds, it's just a transfer from one department to the other. That's common. It happens every day throughout America.
You're listening to Copper Country Today. Here with my guest, Mr. Tom Tikkanen. Let's talk a little bit about the courthouse. I think it was the last meeting. There was some funds allocated towards the kitchen.
That's right, Sam. That is something that's over and above our 5-year plan to address building issues with the courthouse. But regarding the jail, that's a hot button topic throughout the county. We need a new jail. We have a sheriff's department that works very diligently. They're covering a tremendous area of county roads and communities. They're always there to back up every law enforcement agency that we have in the county. I admire those men and women that are in that department. And as such, we need to provide a safer facility, number one, for our deputies, but also for the health and welfare of the inmates. How are we going to do that? I think that the county, the residents have been very clear in the past efforts to shoot that down, depending on mm-hmm. the expense that's involved. Maybe we're going to have to just continue to improve our overall general fund to the point, and I think that can be achieved most readily through continued economic development and expansion in Houghton County. Can't tax our way out of these things. Yes, I am a Republican, and but I believe that greater tax revenue will result, you know, by us continuing to promote development within Houghton County, smart development, that is.
Let's jump to a topic that fascinates me personally because I feel like it's something that everyone should be talking about more, and it's solar energy, energy efficiency. And I know you've been heavily involved in the Houghton Energy team. I believe that the rough name of it. Tell us a little bit about how the county got involved.
I love this topic, Sam. Thank you, because I'm chair of that committee, and It's been an opportunity to work very closely with some of these astounding minds that we have, really, with the Keevener Research Facility with Michigan Tech, and also with community members, really, from throughout the county and beyond. Probably why, you know, to sum up why this is extremely important to us as a community and a region is that we know we have the highest electrical rates in the country. There may be a spot or two in Alaska, but that's it. And the interesting thing about it is that that circle of high rates doesn't extend all that terribly far. I mean, even when you get into the eastern UP, it's confusing, but the rates drop. But here in the western UP, we have the highest rates in the country. We're paying about 25 cents a kilowatt hour, which is just enormous. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's more than twice as much as other areas of the country. And we understand, we get it, we're remote, we're way up at the end of the road. Well, you know, we hear that all the time, but it definitely is putting an absolute crunch on our residents. Many of our people are on fixed incomes here. This is, a lot of people consider this God's country. We're not, you can't get us out of here with dynamite. I mean, this is our holy land, and people want to be, to live here, and frankly, to be buried here, and for them to be on fixed incomes and being turned out of their homes largely because they can't pay the utilities, that's wrong. And it's, and I think we need to do something about that. But just as importantly, this is a huge limit on economic development. People, you know, aren't going to be able to keep their businesses open. They certainly aren't going to be willing to invest heavily in the Keweenaw Peninsula if we have continue to have these electrical rates. We are fortunate, though, that all of our UP legislators, Scott Dianda, Tom Casperson, and Kivla, and McBroom, are fully aware of these problems and these issues, because they're going to be closing the coal plant down in Presque Isle and Marquette. Our electricity is at risk. It's going to only go up, you know, with having to bring more and more electricity long distances. And they are taking measures. McBroom has sponsored a bill, and Scott Dianda supported it, to try to eliminate some of these net meter caps. And what that is, Sam, and we've been investigating this a lot locally, is the opportunity for people to generate some of their own energy. This is not the stuff of science fiction.
Yeah, no, it's longer. Not a pipe dream.
It isn't. It's affordable technology, and I know that people, even locally, they roll their eyes when you mention solar energy.
That's what, I never understood that.
Guess what, people, and everyone who's listening, solar energy works, and it's working right here in the Copper Country. Go to the Keweenaw Research Center, talk to wonderful people like Jay Meldrum, and you will find out that you are able to generate electricity, heat your buildings, do all kinds of wonderful things. And I think that we've just barely scratched the surface on this, Sam, and it's probably one of the most exciting enterprises that we can get involved in at the county level.
I know you're really involved with the road funding, and we just went through, I know, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, and it seems like that's all you hear about nowadays, but we just went through a historic winter, and there was some funding that was made available from Lansing. Has that helped? Did it help the road commission?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when you asked earlier, why do I want to be reelected? Well, it's, I want to be on a winning team, and that's how I feel about our county government here. And let's go to the road commission. Our county engineer, Kevin Haryu, trained, experienced, veteran manager. We run a wonderful road commission over there. You know, I don't know that there's any other group in the country that can do what we do here in Houghton County for road maintenance. With the miles and miles and miles of county and country roads that we have, and keeping those open 12 months of the year, other parts, other communities in this country, they would run up a white flag. But for our people, it's day-to-day business. Mm-hmm. There was about 400,000 that was received, in, and that was very good because just in this past winter, in round numbers, we ran, you know, for snow plowing, fuel costs and equipment maintenance and everything. We basically ran about the expenses were up $466,000 from the previous year, and yet every day those roads were open. They rarely had to pull the plows. I think our 2013 budget was about $5.5 million overall, you know, with road improvements and everything else. And the revenues that were received, you know, through gas tax funds and the small amount of local millage and everything was about $5.3 million. And so we had some cost overruns. So that extra, you know, that emergency money that's received on occasion is very important. I think our 2014 budget for the Road Commission is looking at, it'll be about $8.6 million. It's up quite a bit. It's virtually double, but the reason for that, Sam, is because there's some great road projects that are going in. You asked about what's important in District 1, and I'm happy to report that they're redoing the Centennial Heights Road from Spruce Street all the way to U.S. 41. That's close to $500,000. That's over $500,000 project. That's not being paid for by county funds. There's some cooperation with township funds, but it's mostly small urban monies. That's very effective use of available grants. Close to District 1 is the Airport Park Road, which is a very, very busy road from Chassel or from Dollar Bay to U.S. 41. And that's being paid for through the surface transportation program, and it's over an $800,000 project. There's all kinds of different road improvement going on through the county this current year, and you get a huge bang for the buck. The majority of the revenue comes from the Michigan gas tax. And also urban and safety programs and forest funds from the federal government. And the township super contributions usually are just under $100,000 to that annual budget of about $5 million. So we're getting a really good deal. I do need to put in a plug not only for myself on this on August 5th, but also for the renewal of our county road millage. It's a 10-year renewal. It's been in effect for the past 10 years, and we're asking for it to be renewed. And it's about 1.3 mils. That generates an estimated 1.15 million a year. And that's not just for the Road Commission. The Road Commission only receives about 64% of that. The rest of it, you know, over a third of it goes to our county cities, which is Houghton and Hancock, and all of our villages. That's Calumet, Copper City, Lake Linden, Loriam, South Range. These are much needed funds right there close at home with the villages and cities.
Well, Mr. Tikkanen, 2 weeks away. As a closing statement, what would you like to say to the voters?
I can't think of a more exciting time, really, to be a resident of Houghton County. I love history, and I like thinking about the future, but let's not forget about the moment that we have right here at hand. So much is we have such great opportunity. We have such wonderful residents and new people in the community that are coming. I think that economic development is the key to a good, sustainable economy in Houghton County. And we've learned so much from other communities and from other times that we can achieve, make great achievements without cost to our community. It's smart development. We don't want to lose the quality, the superior quality of life that we have in Upper Michigan. But at the same time, there's much that we can do to keep our young people here and help them to raise their families in right here in our wonderful Copper Country.
All righty. Well, that's going to wrap up this segment of Copper Country Today. I'd like to thank my guest, Mr. Tom Tikkanen, for stopping by and giving us a little update on what's going on in the county.
It's been my pleasure, Sam. Thank you very much.
Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer, healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at QNRReport.com. Join us again next week for another edition of Copper Country Today.